Well, the name of my story today is The Extraordinary, Gargantuan, Indefatigable, Unruly Dishwasher Patent Pending. So, there is some good news for Francis. He has a job. Today is his first day as the dishwasher operator at the retirement center where Mrs. Potato Head lives. Walter the cat is his boss. And because he is a cat, he thinks and talks often about fish. So Walter explained to Francis all about this huge dishwasher. It is wonderful, he said. It washes the dishes, it then dries them, and it puts them all back into the cupboards. The only drawback is sometimes it loses spoons, and you will need to fish for spoons. And he showed Francis how to turn on this machine, and Francis gave it a try. He went over, and he turned it on, and he quickly stepped back, and he counted to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And he ran up and turned it off. Oh, dishes are all done. They're all put away in the cupboards, just like that. It's not recommended for home use because it's so unwieldy large. Yes. And then Walter the cat showed Francis how to fish for the spoons in the back that often fall down into the bottom of the machine. He got out there. He got all the spoons out. After Francis finished his first shift on this, Walter came over and said, "Good job, man. You have fished well for the lost spoons, too. But working here, you will find that spoons are not the only thing that get lost. Sometimes the residents who live here get lost or confused or sad. I would encourage you to consider visiting a resident each day after you finish your shift. Your shift running the extraordinary, gargantuan, indefatigable, unruly dishwasher patent pending." So Walter put this over Francis' head. It's a fishing weight that you'd put on a fishing line. It has a picture of a fish there to remind Francis to be kind to the people and to visit the residents who are sad or confused or lost. As Francis got ready to go home after his shift, he looked at his fish and he thought, you know, I should go visit Mrs. Potato Head. So he looked up her apartment number, and it was 208. And before he got to her room, Francis put on his best face, put on a smile, and he threw his hair back like that so that he would look good when he would see Mrs. Potato Head. And he knocked on the door. Mrs. Potato Head said, come in. And he went in, he said, "Hello, Mrs. Potato Head." And she said, "Why, Barabbas, you look older." No, I'm Francis. "Disco dances?" she said. She's confused. "Barabbas is my nephew. Oh, dear, God bless you." She thought he sneezed. After a few more misunderstandings, they figured out that Mrs. Potato Head is not confused. She just needs a new battery for her hearing aid. So, "Well, it is certainly nice to see you again, Francis," she said once she got her hearing aid battery all situated. "Where have you been all these years?" And Francis told her about his life and how he's trying to get back on the right track again, and he's taking his medicines, and he sees his therapist, and now he has a job. Yes, he's the operator of the extraordinary, gargantuan, indefatigable, unruly dishwasher, patent pending, here at the retirement center. And he showed her the necklace that Walter the cat had given him. You know, it was like Mrs. Potato Head and Francis both had fished for each other, if that makes sense. They were both a bit lost, and now, because of kindness extended, they are not so lost and not so sad. The end.